Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
2 o'clock hour is here on Moneyline for a Thursday. It's Donnie and Kevin. Before the show is about to go off the rails, we do have a topic here. And again, I love this stuff. The novice better, the professional better, the guy who knows what he's doing, or just the guy that wants to get involved and says, you know what, you guys talk about interesting things. I want to try to have a betting approach. I got this from David on Twitter, who hit me up on DM. I have a betting question for you guys. If I was to place a bet for a player to get over 1.5 bases from hits, is that each time he's up at bat, he has to get it 1.5 to win, or a cumulative over all times at bat? Simple. Send it back there. I said, we'll get to that right after the break here. Mm-hmm. 1.5 bases means you have the entire day. First at bat, second at bat, third at bat, fourth at bat, fifth, extra innings. It goes 18 innings. You can combine all of those at bats to get that 1.5. The tough thing is here, if you take that bet before the lineup comes out and the lad does not play, you're safe. But how many times have you seen the best hitter? I'm going to take Bryce Harper over 1.5 bases. He doesn't start. You have the bet in. Here he comes up for a pinch hit in the eighth inning. You better get your 1.5 right there because they're going to count that as a loss. But simple question there. 1.5 bases, you get that accumulative out through all the entire game. So every at-bat counts in your favor.
And to add one more piece of information, because this trips people up a lot. Walks, hit by pitch, don't count.
Which
there's a lot of people, who are surprised of that. But two singles, winner. Double, winner. Anything more than a double, winner. So a pretty simple thing once you're adjusted to it, certainly. And you will be a really, really fun market to get involved with some of the better players in baseball when you want to throw it down.
Yes, it will be. Also, just coming through, I like this because we are a digital show. We love to go on social media. Also got a question that popped up. What do you think about Joey Votto today versus Hendricks? Wind blowing out. So let me just take a look here in the where is Cincinnati at? All right, Cincinnati at Chicago. Let me get the official weather conditions here. Let me just do a refresh because I do want to, that wind is blowing out. That certainly will make a difference there. I didn't initially cap this game all that much. 87 degrees, 15 miles an hour blowing out to about left center field. So that certainly is going to impact some things. What is the total for that game? Because typically when we see that, that rises. Let me flip back to the MLB page here on FanDuel. 10. So there you go. Sometimes we see those 7.5s. Now we see the 10s there in Chicago. And if we line up, let's see. So who's on the mound here for the Cubs? Hendricks, Votto, decent. 184, ISO power number, 317, weighted on base percentage. But the wind is blowing out, so I guess if you catch one, and also, let's keep in mind, Hendricks this season, right-handed pitcher, Kevin, 175 batters he faced from the left side, a 383 weighted on base percentage and a 282 ISO power number. So maybe a decent shot at that one for Joey Votto. Now, if Votto came by, could ask him some questions, he would be on my side here. Hey, look, man, you're heading to the clubhouse. It's early in the morning. What are you doing? Let me get a hot cup of coffee with cream and, like, Splenda in there. How is that appealing? I don't know, because you know what I would ask for? Let me get a large iced coffee, some whipped cream up in there, and maybe a little vanilla flavoring. Now we're talking. Frappuccino, cappuccino, whatever it is.
Here's the problem, people. If you're a regular listener, heck, maybe you're new, but if you've at least been around for the last 2 days, Donnie yesterday, regular pizza, everything has to be regular pizza.
Yes.
He doesn't even understand the concept of toppings. So he's a coffee drinker, not by nature. But imagine that when he's going to step up to the dish, he'd have to be traditional about it. A black coffee maybe even could potentially come through here. I got to tell you, a stunning, stunning set of circumstances where you're a Frappuccino, Mochaccino only kind of guy at the coffee counter. But as it pertains to pizza, if they put pepperoni on it, you send it back.
Yeah, you can't have that. Like, see, like you think, like, oh, Donnie's probably got just likes to drink a Budweiser because that's how, like, general he is. No, I don't like beer at all, any way, shape, or form. No IPAs, no micro brews. I don't go out and have six different flavor beers and test them all. I'm a guy that likes hard alcohol, but also, I like a nice rum. I'll drink that. Pineapple rum, coconut rum mixed with some pineapple juice. That's me. That's the flavor side of me. Vanilla Crown Royal on the rocks, a little splash of water. That's me. Give me all that flavor. Now, coffee, explain this to me. Summertime, it's 90. Let me get a hot cup. What?
That's crazy. No, but see, I'm even a little more extreme with it. I don't even understand that ocean of hot coffee when it's freezing out. It's not as good.
Like, it seems like my parents did that. Like, that's the old generation drank coffee, right? Come on.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, one, it's not as good hot, okay? Two, it eventually goes from lukewarm to nearly cold. Terrible. At that rate, it is truly an awful, awful product. Also, like, Donnie, are there any hot beverages that you like to? Because here's the thing, like, I'm always like, can I go in yet? Like, I'm burning the roof of my mouth. I mean, it's an awful experience, really, hot coffee. It makes no sense. I'm a 12 months out of the year iced coffee drinker.
Yeah, iced coffee is the way to do it. And I don't really like, I love iced coffee, but if I have to have it, it does taste good and I can tolerate it. Like, there's no way I'm drinking coffee. Like, I used to drink a couple Monsters a day, which I don't do anymore. I actually enjoyed, like, cracking open the Monster, getting the taste, and, you know, going with it. I just don't see me, oh, man, a cup of coffee, so satisfying. What? Please put some flavor in that thing. Put some vanilla in that bad boy. It's the only way to do it. Monsters out here just ordering regular cups of coffee throughout the summer. Come on back with us, Radio Moneyline, on a Thursday. Donnie and Kevin.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here on Moneyline, hour number two flowing through. If you want to get involved, you know what to do. Whew, man, that's a great rhyme right there. 844-843-6879. That was one of those beats. If we had a beat like dropping that down, then you'd have to try. Didn't write it down. Just came right off the top of my head. Now, bounce backs are great. Bounce backs happened yesterday for Carl, as he's calling it today. Hot on the mic, ready to dish. What do we got today, Carl? Feeling hot. Got the hot hand on your finger. Yeah.
What's good, man? Hang on a minute. I just got to place an order. Hey, guys, I need one large coffee, cream sugar, extra hot. Donnie, what do you need?
Man. I'm suing McDonald's if it's too hot.
Hey, Duncan, what do you guys need?
Yeah, good idea.
So, yeah, good to get off the slide last night. A couple winners, finally. The Braves, too bad that team total couldn't come through. That was the one piece I needed.
Yeah, come on, Braves. I mean, my goodness. Get it together. We should have had that, and you get left at the altar with four with a couple chances early to peg that through. But beggars can't be choosers when you're taking down, you know, some money. They can't all win here, Carl. So what do we got today? Major League Baseball card, a little bit short today, but maybe we got some winners here as well.
All right, so we're going to go the opposite of last night with one game. We're going to go with Cincinnati tonight. They're plus 110 on DK. We've got Ashcraft versus Hendricks. Ashcraft's a pitch good. He had a good game last started outing against the Giants. We've got some good weather there tonight. Hopefully the Cincinnati bats come alive against Hendricks tonight. So we'll go plus 110 Cincinnati. Second game, we got Oakland Mariners under 7.5 tonight. Gilbert on the mound against a suspect young guy for the Oakland A's. Let's hope the A's come out tonight. They had a long road trip back west, so hopefully the bats stay quiet tonight out in Seattle. Third game, I got a bonus for you guys.
Bats would be quiet.
Ooh, bonus.
We got Brewers Pirates tonight. We got Alexander versus Brubaker. Brewers won four straight. Pittsburgh lost 4-5. So we're going to go Brewers tonight with Alexander on the hill as well.
Yes. I like where he's going here. I like where he's going here.
That's a double.
Yeah,
list,
that's man. A pretty good one there. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who's on the mound today, K-Dub. That's the point of this call. Doesn't matter. We are all lined up today on the Pittsburgh Pirates.
I'm picking it up. I got you there. Good stuff by Carl. You got to get to JP, though, by the way. Don't forget.
That's true. Yeah. You know what's funny about that, too, is I'm so wrapped up in how I want to get fired up at this next topic. JP, get in here. You're going to say your pick. I won't remember it because I'm not paying attention, but the people need to know.
You
go ahead.
Hold on. Let me make my prediction.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's true. Yeah.
I know what it was. Yeah. So you go first then. That way I want to make sure I'm not saying what you're saying.
So JP is taking a side tonight in Major League Baseball from what he was saying, right?
Yeah.
No total.
Right. I think I got it.
I'm going Tampa Bay tonight.
I think he's betting the Astros.
Oh.
Ready?
What is it, JP? I'm ready.
Finally, Kev gets a dub here.
Yay! Oh. Wow. Man, I felt slander in the air against the Yanks.
Let's go.
I felt slander in the air on the Yanks. You knew he'd be a dog player, right? This guy's not laying juice on a favorite. Oh, you saw it coming a mile away. The other option was the Dodgers. So I sniffed that out. Psh. Slander was in the air against my New York Yankees.
There you go. Severino Garcia on the mound tonight, taking that plus money. Home dogs. How many times has that happened a year? The Houston Astros is a home dog? How many times?
Yeah, no more than five. Now, JP, though, the 45 club. It doesn't come back into action when both teams meet the description.
It'll come back around. But, like, I want really good pitchers on the mound, and I think... Plus money for the Astros at home.
That's the way you do it.
Let's go. Come on.
I gave JP the tips on how to perform in this, and he's doing very well at it. He's doing very well.
Two last points here. One, I got a listener submission. Best coffee is Tim Hortons from Canada. Two, ooh. JP, what's your coffee order?
It depends. I'll either go with a large hot coffee or I'll do a chai tea latte. That's my favorite.
That's two losses in one comment. That's two losses. I mean, my goodness. Hey, man, what do you want? Give me that chai tea latte. Yeah, this guy wants a nice coffee. All right, pull around.
Donnie just keeps going. We're sorry. We ran out until you order what he wants you to order.
Yeah. One of those where I get the text like I'm running out. Anybody need anything? And JP gives me that order. I come back and be like, they didn't have that, even though I didn't even ask for it.
Yeah. Oh, could you imagine sending you a, hey, man, here's everybody's order. Like five different people. Everybody comes back the exact same.
Vanilla Frappuccinos around with extra whipped cream on the top. That's what we got.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, that's so funny, man. Jeez Louise. You know what's wild? So, did you walk to the store? You can't walk around here, right? You had to drive to...
I couldn't walk in any neighborhood that I was in because it's too far away, being in the suburbs. But this is, like, you want to get coffee now, you got to see you. Yeah, it's a little bit of a reach. Now, when I say reach, it's like a four-minute car drive. When I'm used to 1 minute, I'm close. Because Dunkin' Donuts are like on every corner or whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit longer here. Like, I want to go to the food store, grocery store. It's a little bit longer. So you got to really know what you want.
It's so odd, but this is such a bizarre. But for some reason, I just can't, like, picture you running around doing errands, mainly because my entire experience is just you sat down while we're talking. You know what I mean? Or, I mean, obviously, we've met in person, but I have no idea who you are. But the idea that you're just like, all right, man, I got a hot... Like, I just picture you're basically in your basement 24-7. I shouldn't say basement, but, like, you know, studio setup. That's how it exists.
Monday through Friday, my life doesn't exist. Like, I don't feel like I have one. Like, I go to bed at, like, 8:30. I wake up early.
I might run out.
Like, I went to get a nice...
store.
Like, the kid's off, so we ran out to the bagel shop, got a nice little bacon, egg, and cheeses this morning. Ooh. Hit the Wawa. I had to get a couple, like, you know... diet sodas and stuff like that for the afternoon, and caffeine free except for this nice little frappuccino I hooked myself, or mochaccino, whatever the heck it was called here. But that's me during the week. And my joke is this: and when we get done the show on Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock, I say it's going to be Monday morning, like before you can blink. And that's the case. Monday morning hits, and I'll be in the shower going, "All right, it's Monday morning," and before I blink again, it's Friday. Going, "Okay, I just have one more day to go to hit the weekend." It's crazy how fast my life goes Monday through Friday. It really is.
It's incredible. It's good stuff. Good stuff there, though.
Now, we want to set the table here, because we need to let this marinate over a break here. So I'll set this here. Word's coming out now that there is a shakeup in college football, which is not really surprising, because teams and schools and conferences change just about yearly now as they jockey for positioning and bigger money conferences, more prestige, more money to go around. But this one absolutely makes zero sense for the time being. And that is that the Big Ten is going to expand. So when you hear that, you say to yourself, wonder what that means. Big Ten's going to expand. You know, do they get Rutgers and Maryland? You know, so, okay, Northeastern or somewhere in the vicinity, right? Nebraska, stretching it a little bit. Who might they add this time around? Oh, it's got to be Notre Dame, right, Kevin? It's got to be Notre Dame. Like, Notre Dame in the Big Ten, they've been asking for a while. No, it's not. How about USC and UCLA planning to go to the Big Ten in 2024? I mean, mind-bending.
And again, this is obviously the college football story I had alluded to. We've now been aware of this news for about a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
I still really find myself pretty surprised, ultimately, by the news. And I think the first question that I had is, are we just going to get to a point where the Power Five just pulls off and becomes their own league, similar to the way the NFL is operated? Is that where we're going?
If this means the ruination of bowl season, I am all for it. Tear it down in college football. Absolutely tear it down. I'm with it. But we're going to talk about this for quite a while today, I feel. If you want to join the conversation, do it. 844-843-6879.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back at it, Moneyline here. Hot topic of the day. We love when information breaks on the show here. That's what it's here for. And it's the college football 2024 season shaking up here, which also has ramifications on conferences collapsing, as it looks like the Pac-12 will do. And also, basketball teams, football teams, entire sporting divisions are going to change here. Now, just fired off a tweet here, because I think this could actually help me here. And if this leads to taking away bowl season and leads us into true playoffs, this is absolutely a 100% coup that I'm all here for. Because I always say to myself, I don't spend any time breaking down the Pac-12. I think that football was boring at that point. I think the better football is played in other conferences. So this knocks out the final blow to the Pac-12. I'm here for that as well.
Yeah, so again, I think there's a lot of stories, a lot of different angles for us to react to here. But to just strictly from the college football side, you're basically looking at a Power 5 setup that has long had one of the five feel inferior to the rest, to now lose two of your big dog. USC is the big dog, probably.
Big market. I mean, biggest market they got by far.
Easily. Yeah. Definitely in that respect, right? And again, something like this is only going to then encourage an Oregon, any Utah maybe to start looking, at Stanford to start looking as well. I know the Big 12 lost Texas, lost Oklahoma, but they were pretty quick to get in the mix, do some adding. I think they did as good of a job as they could in the Big 12. This feels, Donnie, initial reaction, you can't say Power 5 when this would be finalized. I don't know how you could.
It's an arms race now, which leads me to believe that if you're looking at the ACC, which is still a power conference, why wouldn't they just get swallowed up now by the SEC in whole and just get after it? Because it doesn't logistically, the ACC merging with the SEC makes sense. UCLA and USC going in the Big Ten, which is East Coast, Central America, makes zero sense here from a standpoint of like playing. Like, okay, those two teams will play each other still in L.A., but the Stanford's on the West Coast. Obviously, Oregon, Oregon State, Arizona, Arizona State, teams like that, Utah. You're all in the same vicinity here. I don't know how this works other than financially it absolutely makes sense, and this just leads to a one-conference top 40 team. We all split the money. We don't split it with anybody else. Goodbye, NCAA. It's happening. If you're not reading between the lines, the NCAA is going to be phased out relatively shortly here. And the schools, and there's going to be people that say, well, you can't. No. Let's get this straight here. We're in a professional environment now. And I said when the COVID, you know, era hit, for better or worse, the SEC said, we don't give a damn who's playing. We're playing. And I had film, tape, video after video response going, if the SEC is the only football conference that plays in America this season, it would be wonderful. And I want them to put games on Thursday, Saturday, and like all throughout the day and just own it. The best football on TV. But what about UTSA? And what about UTEP? And what about those schools? Like, other than some of us who like to bet, like, an occasional Eastern Michigan out in the MAC, who cares? We want to watch the best. And if this leads to, like, a 40-team power conference that is outside the NCAA and plays a playoff, sign me up right now for that. I'm with it.
Yeah, there's so much here. And the idea that we are looking at, again, the very likely death of the NCAA, a part of me, you know, with the way the NCAA has ran things, and I don't know if it's the NCAA as a whole, right, but I guess college football would obviously be taking a massive, massive lump. Again, it's not surprising, right, the amount of power that's had by these teams, right, had by these conferences is made very clear. Now, I don't truthfully understand the exit process, to be honest with you, Donnie. Like, you mean to tell me now that UCLA basketball can't compete in March Madness in time, of course. Now, they're just trying to go to the Big Ten. But if they're removed from the NCAA structure, the thought is UCLA football. UCLA basketball would be out of March Madness contention all of a sudden?
Well, why would they be out of March Madness? Why?
Well, because that's what I'm trying to understand, so I could be off base. Is it not going to the Big Ten? But we're talking about the eventual, or do we think that they're not going to leave the NCAA?
For the time being, they're not. But eventually, they probably, at least football, like, because football rules the roost.
Yes.
Like I see what you're saying with the tournament per se, but they can do this themselves. Like because if you remember, what was the big tournament, Kevin? The NIT. It's still around. Nobody gives a damn about it because it's a second-place tournament at this point, right? But doesn't that feel like, hey, March Madness. Yeah, remember when that was cool and we used to all watch it? But now you're getting the top 40 teams duking it out for all the money, because if you could say whatever you want, as if it's the LIV Golf Tour and PGA, come on now. This is a different market where if I said, okay, the top 40 teams are going to break away with their own college basketball tournament, you're going to be a traditional, hey, man, I'm still watching March, man. No, you're not. You're not watching Buffalo versus, you know, IPU or
absolutely
IPUI,
not.
Whatever. Exactly. You're watching Kentucky and Duke go head-to-head, and that's what it's going to be.
And that's why I ask. And that's why I ask, because, again, it's going to go one of two directions. Either those schools will basically have no basketball programs to speak of, as all of the top talent are then going to choose to go to schools where you play in March Madness, or, of course, March Madness is basically going to cease to exist as we know it. But to your point, we're probably years, if not a decade plus, away from that. Now, the additional report, right, this out of The Athletic, I know you had a quote tweeted it, you know, believes Big Ten and SEC will become two mega conferences with 20 or more members each.
Yeah.
I've done this before. Sat down and tried to figure out a setup here. But 20 or more teams each, right?
Mm-hmm.
Again, not that they've kind of hammered out logistics of it all, right? But is it almost going to – Donna, isn't the old way it operated? The NFL and the AFL would play, and then the Super Bowl was the winner of each?
Yeah, correct.
Like, is that almost where we're going to be, that the SEC will do its own thing, and there will be an SEC champion, and then there will be a Big Ten champion, and then that will just be the championship game?
No, no, they're going to, I'm telling you, make me commissioner of these Super Leagues, and I will make them more money than they ever thought would be possible. Because I've been talking, you know me, and even when we used to talk with Dave Sharapan would come on at night, and I'd say, hey, Dave, man, how about this? Penn State football playoff game at night hosting Alabama. I mean, what's that do revenue-wise for the school? What's that do for the networks here? Do or die here to move on to play, you know, Oregon the following week or whatever in the national championship game. You want to talk about money that would be 50-fold. You see the NFL the way it's structured with the billions of dollars. You're now going to have basically that same thing in college football. Where on a Saturday night, you're going to have four games, Kevin, across the landscape. Not the well, the bowl teams, the bowl games wouldn't be involved. Nobody cares about the bowl games. Nobody wants to play Auburn versus Alabama in the Fiesta Bowl. You know where you want that? In the Iron Bowl in Alabama. You know where USC wants to host Notre Dame in a playoff game? Penn State wants to host Michigan in a playoff game? You will make billions of dollars in revenue. And I'm sorry for the people that say, I like that bowl game on a Tuesday with BYU playing Western Michigan. Good for you. Keep that yourself, and I'll watch the big boys getting after it with big payments.
I mean, the thing, though, that I am curious of is you started to hit on something I want to circle back to, the ACC.
Yes.
How many schools in the ACC, Donnie, would you say are, the 20 super conference thing, right?
Yes.
Locks can't miss out on.
Yes.
Clemson,
Miami, Florida State. And you're probably looking at Virginia Tech in that area. Because even though Boston College is a big market, they're getting left into the Syracuse, yeah, goodbye, nice knowing you at this point. Because if you're a 20-team super conference, you can't let the entire ACC into the SEC. They would just cherry-pick what they want and dominate.
So here's why I bring it up, though. I imagine the ACC isn't going to go quietly, right?
No, they're not.
So you know whose phone has to be blaring right now? Getting begged and offered anything they want? Mm-hmm. Notre Dame. I mean, at this point, too, if I were the ACC, I'm a Notre Dame guy. I'd say, listen, enough's enough. You join this conference or we're done playing you. We're done, okay? Because you're able to put together a legitimate strength of schedule thanks to us. Yes, you're great for revenue that we get to play you too, but enough's enough. We need you desperately. Donnie, how bad does the ACC need Notre Dame if they're going to try and reasonably exist in 3 years' time?
Yeah, correct. And it's going to be interesting to see where Notre Dame straddles that fence, because now it's like, hey, we're going to have our cake and eat it too, when everybody else is eating the cake and saying, you want a piece of this pie? Because what's Notre Dame's strategy? We want more money than you? The SEC, what do you mean you want more money than us? Like, we are the superior opponent now. Go ahead and play Army, Navy, and Air Force every year and mix in BYU and, you know, whoever. You want to join a real conference, this is where the money's at. You're not going to make your secondary type, you know, deal like, hey, let's bring in somebody. No. Notre Dame will get into that conference. There's no more, we're going to play it on the outside.
Oh, well, that is the thing, right? Because Notre Dame isn't going to allow that to happen and just stay independent, right? That obviously, but now the problem for the ACC is I imagine that the Big Ten has to be calling Notre Dame as well, right?
Everybody is. I don't think they can stay on the periphery.
That doesn't fit the eye.
But it doesn't even matter at that point. Like, there's going to be so much money in these leagues. Who cares who they pick? As long as you make it through. I figure they would probably like to stay in the ACC. Mm-hmm. But the ACC gets absorbed. And we're talking about the ACC might get left out like they're the Pac-12. Where Miami gets a phone call from the SEC now with what's going on. Yeah, we're in. Florida State, yeah, we're in. Clemson, yeah, we're in. Virginia Tech, we're in. What ACC are we talking about? Duke? Stop it. Come on back with us right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
All right, back at it here on Moneyline, 20 on the gun. Exciting topic here as we talk about college football and basically the landscape of college sports as a whole being shaken to the core with, it almost reads like an Onion article, UCLA and USC plan to move to the Big Ten. It doesn't even make sense, but football does rule the roost. And I know, Kevin, you have a question like, you know, where does that leave basketball? Let's all remember, by far, the best basketball conference ever assembled was the Big East through the 80s and 90s. every school, big, bad, like, forget about football, just basketball. That was what everybody wanted to watch. That's where the superstar power was. They broke up. How could they break up? Why? Football rules the roost, right? Miami's, the Syracuse's. We say, hey, there's more money in these different conferences here instead of this basketball conference. That's why. Like, how can? What do you mean? Like Villanova, Georgetown, Villanova, Syracuse, St. John's, Syracuse, St. John's, you know, Villanova. The Big East was outrageously good, and it broke up because football makes way more money, and they did that. That's what happens. Football rules the world. They're not, like, it's crazy, right? UCLA basketball, as you said, one of the more iconic programs in the history of sport. They're not going to be in the Pac-12 anymore. Why? Because their football team can make way more money for the institution than their basketball team can.
Which is, I guess,
UCLA.
You know,
yeah, exactly. Crazy, right?
But they're not. But is that? I mean, is that true across the board? I mean, UCLA football is more important than UCLA basketball.
Yeah,
I mean,
is it, that's what it is.
Which is obviously incredible. So again, so I'm trying to think back for a second, right? Texas, Oklahoma leave. First of all, do I owe an apology to Texas and Oklahoma a little bit for leaving to go to the SEC, where we were laughing like you guys are going to get smoked? It cost you Lincoln Riley. But God, like they had the foresight. You clowns. Yeah. Everyone's going. We're going now. We're going at a big number. I guess, Donnie, they had the foresight there. So a credit to them?
No, they're credit to them because, yeah, we were saying the same thing, saying if you're Oklahoma, man, you got it good right now. You beat the hell out of everybody. You're in the national championship picture every single year. Why you want to move to the SEC where you're going to struggle to go like, okay, we had a great season last year, 8-4. Boy, that was really good. That's what the SEC does to you. Not like, oh, my goodness, we have one game a year that we play that means anything, and if we win it, we go to the national playoffs. That's not the case. But money means way more than obviously winning football games, as crazy as that sounds.
Yeah, I mean, they lost Lincoln Riley, who very much looks like he will be viewed as one of the 10 most impactful college football coaches over the next decade plus. Mm-hmm. And it was probably worth it. Texas may never be back. Then again, like, we didn't really talk a lot of Arch Manning on this show. but it is a bit... Like, is Arch Manning excited at the prospect of playing SEC football, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Eli and Peyton both played SEC football, right? So is that why he went to Texas?
Yeah, Texas probably getting big NIL and says in a couple years, while you're still here, you're going to be playing in the SEC, which is a big draw. And what will the SEC actually look like at this point? And how many teams are going to play? Will there be any divisions? We don't know. But the money is going to be absolutely massive. You know what is interesting here? Because if you would have told me today, said, hey, look, two teams on the move, UCLA and USC, where do they go? Wouldn't you have thought it was actually the SEC as opposed to the Big Ten? Like, if the SEC makes this move, here's the best part about it, too, because I know people are going to be on opposite sides.
Wow.
But I think the landing spot is a little bit softer with the Big Ten because people just have an anger because the SEC by far is the best football conference, and they keep stealing teams. Like, if the SEC swallowed up USC and UCLA, I think the tone would be way different. Oh, man, SEC, I hate them so much.
Well, because it's almost – I don't want to say kind of trying to balance the books. But again, I mean, the SEC's been running away with it for so long. Now, let me ask you, there's an additional piece of news, but I have a question for you. So, Donnie, does the Big Ten now pay USC and UCLA to come join them? That's how that works?
No, I don't think so. And you're going to have to pay an exit fee to get out of the Pac-12. But the money is going to be so big that it's worth their business decision. Like, if you have an exit fee, let's just say each one of those schools has to pay $50 million. They're like, cool, fine, because we're going to make triple what we're making in the Pac-12.
So, now, Notre Dame would have no exit fee, right? Like, they can kind of do. So, my question is then, if you're – but I'm just trying to figure out negotiating powers right now and things of that nature. For example, Donnie, let's use Miami, okay? Right now, are the Big Ten, or let's use Clemson. Clemson, are the Big Ten and the SEC competing over bringing in Clemson? Do you know what? You know what I'm trying to say there, where they say, all right, you know what? We'll pay your exit fee, or we'll, you know what? I'm, like, are we going to get to that point where they're bidding on Clemson, bidding on Notre Dame?
No, I don't think so, because the teams know that they're going to measure up which conference is making them more money. They're not looking as, let me get a one-time $50 million, you know, boom into the conference. They're going to look at what's going to withstand the test of time, where year over year I'm cashing in big. Because let's just say the Big Ten says, we'll give you your $50 million exit fee from the ACC. And the SEC goes, we're not going to give you anything, but I'll tell you right now, after 4 years, you'll be making way more money here than you will there. And especially also because colleges still look at it. Clemson's not a major, massive university, right? They like the fact that they were playing the SEC because they're in SEC country, right? They're not going out to Nebraska and, you know, northern Michigan or whatever where they would have to go play. They're going to stay right in their little southeastern like corridor. That's a pretty big deal.
Which makes sense. Here is the, as I had water go down the wrong pipe, a Pete Thamel tweet, though.
Yeah.
Did you see this one, Donnie? Retweeted by
It just popped up, but go ahead and read it.
Spoke to a few sources who called USC and UCLA's move to the Big Ten a formality, with a press conference expected in the next 24 hours, perhaps as soon as tonight. This is essentially done.
Beautiful. And I like it more and more. Like, I usually want to hate this stuff. Like, I usually want to say, the tradition here, but you, if anybody's ever followed me, I just don't enjoy Big Ten, or excuse me, Pac-12. I just don't enjoy it at all. And this basically lights that conference on fire, which they'll probably fold up shop. Or, like, what's the Pac-12 going to do? Reach out to, hey, man, maybe we can get UTEP. Good luck with it. You know what I mean? It's over for that. Not to worry about it. I like the fact that USC, warm weather school, UCLA, warm weather school, might have to go play Ohio State in late November. That's cool. I actually like that. But it's not tradition. And what's going to – here's the best thing, right? What's going to happen now to the Rose Bowl? Like, you know, they're already – you know, it should be Pac-12 versus – and the Rose Bowl. How about this? I got news for you. If I'm commissioner, the Rose Bowl is canceled. It's no longer a bowl game, pal. How about that?
Now – Don, right now, what's the deal? Oregon's on the phone? Utah's on the phone?
Unbelievable. I mean, you're talking about full panic mode. Like, we'll pay our way. We'll pay our way into your conference. Let us in, because as well as I, like, when the Big 12, we talk about, oh, solidarity in the Big 12, when the two teams, you know what? There's no solidarity to leave. Like, you're picking up, like, secondary schools to fill that blank. Like, it's going to be, like, who's replacing Oklahoma, right? Tulsa? I mean, I don't even know, but that's what you're going to get. Like, hey, no problem. We'll just go with Tulsa, who's in the state of Oklahoma, and we'll still roll. No, you're not. It's full-blown panic mode, because you're either in or you're out on this stuff. And you know Oregon is begging, saying, come get us, somebody. SEC, you want us, we'll come play.
So when Oklahoma and Texas left, the Big 12 added BYU, UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston. Now, you might disagree, but I think that's a job well done. About as good as you could in that scenario. Obviously, you know, if you could choose, would you rather have Oklahoma and Texas or those four schools, you'd rather have OU and Texas. My point, though, is, Donnie, all four of those command respect. UCF hung a national championship banner, even though people obviously don't, and rightfully so, acknowledge it. That team has had success. Cincinnati was in the college football playoff. We know BYU. We know Houston. I bring this up to ask this. The Pac-12. Is the Pac-12 going to be able to scramble here, add teams? Or is this really going to just be just squeezed to death here? And legit, when we talk about...
Whoa. Eric, get on it. Look at this day.
Oh, I love that. And guess what? I'm working tomorrow morning. I gotta work tomorrow. Michelle, no way. I want to make calls.
Oh, my goodness. Tell the people. Hold on. Tell the people. They're driving around off the road. Tell the people what that tweet is.
I just unplugged. I'm out.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Sam Sharon. By the way, college football. Sit your ass down, all right? Speak. Yeah, hold on.
Get your hands up. Get your hands up. News. Oh, my God. Sham's got it. Did you beat him? Who beat who here? Tell him. Read it first.
Nah, bro, he got smoked. Kevin Durant has requested a trade out of Brooklyn.
Oh, my God. What's those odds? 7-1. They would sweat the 5-1 now to win.
We're leading NBA. Sorry, Wimbledon. What? Are you crazy?
Kev's got sleeping in tomorrow. K-Dub.
Yeah, right.
Oh, good.
Are you televised live on June 30th?
Who's coming up next on the radio? Can we bump them out? I think we need an hour here.
Pharrell. He's gone.
Pharrell, take the day off, pal. Take the day off.
I mean, we're right here. You got to be – hold on a minute. Now, because Woj tried to come over to – Utah traded Royce O'Neal to Brooklyn for a first-round pick.
Oh, my.
Hold on now. Now, Donnie.
Yeah.
Utah traded Royce O'Neal to Brooklyn for a first-round pick. Donnie. Brooklyn just sent a first-round pick out? How did Brooklyn just send out a first-round pick? Kevin Durant's leaving.
I don't know. This is madness here now.
Are they going to decline it?
This is madness.
Brooklyn
is madness.
Nets. Oh, my. Donnie, wait. I missed the Woj part because I was laughing at him.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nets GM Sean Marks is working with Durant and his business manager, Rich Kleiman, on finding a trade for the franchise star.
Yes.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah.
So it's done. What's going on with Kyrie?
Here we come. Here we come.
Who's going to break?
He might be gone tonight. He might be gone tonight, Kevin Durant, right now.
Oh, wow. JP, you make sure you clip that, all right? Give me that favor. I'm losing my... What?
Yeah.
Now, hold on now.
Now, Kev, you only got a couple of minutes, because since you're off tomorrow, so...
Talk about it. Listen. Grab a sip of water here. I'm telling you this right now. You're going to be crying laughing when you see me walk in like a bag of bricks, ready to rock and roll, my man. Oh, wow. Okay.
All this is tremendous. That's such good stuff. Like, this caught us at the end of the show, which is great because it gave us 30 minutes to talk college football. And then that tweet just popped up as you were filling in, like, what your thoughts would be. Like, hold on now. This is just changes everything. This is what we've been waiting for. And this is the joke that we talk about the NBA offseason.
Hold on now. How did they just send out a first-round pick, Donnie?
I guess they need players? I don't know.
What's going on with Kyrie Irving, Donnie? Talk to me here. I'm losing my mind.
This is the interesting part because remember we talked about the oddity of we don't know what's still going to happen with Kevin Durant? Like, on the early line, I specifically said that. What happens if Kyrie opts in and Katie's like, that's cool, man. Do what you do, but I'm out of here at this point.
Right. So, like, did Kyrie opt in? Did Kyrie opt in to secure $36 million? Knowing the Nets were going to have to trade him because Durant was going to request out anyway?
Man, I don't know.
Is that what you're looking at here?
I don't know. And where is it? Like, give me the front runners now. Like, who's the front runner now for KD? Like, the market's open. He's moving. He's on the move. Is he going to go back to Golden State and admit he was wrong about everything?
No, he can't go back.
No, he's not going to OKC. There's no way he's going to OKC. He's not going
to OKC. OKC more likely than Golden State. I'll tell you that right now.
My goodness. Stick with us here. One more segment. Whoa, the top is blowing off.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Woo! What a day today on a Thursday afternoon. Breaking news left and right. This is why we do Moneyline here on the Sports Grid Network to keep you involved, updated, and informed, and also entertained. Now, let's quickly get through some of these picks to get some final stances here Kevin Durant. I got three plays today, Major League Baseball. Pirates, team total over 3.5 at a -140. Pirates Brewers, first five innings, over 4.5, -135. And the Yankees and the Houston Astros, under 8 at a -125. JP, remind the people what you got here.
Astros on the money line. Let's go.
There we go. So we're involved in the Astros game. Now, where's your plays at? Where's your plays at, Kev?
Yeah, here's my best bet on the board. Kyrie to the Lakers. Get with it or get lost. Here's my second best bet on the board. You will see me in the mix tomorrow.
There's no way.
Katie has the Suns listed as a preferred destination. Ooh.
Who dropped that?
Chris Haynes.
Nah, I don't believe Chris Haynes. That's got to be Woj or Shams. I don't believe Haynes.
Oh, really? No, Haynes is great. That's on you. As the Nets prepare to move one of the most valuable trade sets ever on the market, the entire roster will available to discuss. Blah, 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 blah. Teams have been calling on Durant. The Nets will certainly look for a historic return. Yes, obviously. So now, the Suns as a or the?
listed as a preferred trade destination. That means this list is going to come out. That doesn't mean like I only want. That doesn't sound like it means I only want to go to the Suns. It looks like they're going to be on the list.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, again, if you're Phoenix, Ayton, every pick under the sun, you can't trade Booker, Donnie, and you can't trade Chris Paul. Ayton, Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, and every pick you have, I guess, they go to title favorites?
I think they do. Wouldn't they?
I think they do.
Yeah, it's a very good basketball team adding KD. They probably do. My goodness, it's too much in the mix. Kevin's gonna head's gonna explode tonight because again, NBA Finals. He wasn't around here when they opened up. Free agency first day. He's not around on the grid. Maybe he'll make an appearance tomorrow.
Yes,
I'll be here talking about it as the premier NBA guy on the network. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow, people. Whoa!
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.